Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Here I am at the Staines Reservoirs. Well, there's several of them. This one behind me, I can't remember. I think the one in front of me is George V. So the first one was dug, built, whatever, in 1902. One of it was open farmland, and I won't remember which one. There are about eight of them in this area, in between here and Slough. Heathrow Airport was behind me. You might hear some planes, see some planes in a minute taking off near Terminal 5. Terminal 4 is a bit further that way. Obviously, Terminal 5 is the most recently built. And take off and landing every 90 seconds, at least over 650 departures a day, and obviously similar number of arrivals. So there are some aquatic birds floating on this, and there's some men bird watching around. You'll see them with their cameras and their binoculars and so forth. So wow, I never knew you could walk between them. I did see on the map some sort of path. I thought it was like a road, but I couldn't see that road. And then there was a gate that away. I didn't realize it was open to the public. There's no difficulty coming through. It's not locked or anything. Yeah, you'll see the control tower of Heathrow Airport over there. Obviously not very easy to point the camera directly at it when it's behind me. Moreover, the sun's glaring in my eyes. And I saw the Shard, the tallest building in Western Europe over there. It's sort of 20 miles more or less due east. I was astonished to see that. Obviously a very clear day. There is some clouds in the sky. There are some clouds in the sky, so it's not terribly overcast. Then you'll notice the water level is very low. You can probably figure out where it usually is because there's been not a drop of rain for several weeks now. So then I read that it was due to rain on the 16th of August, and it didn't yesterday, certainly not in this area. And that's it, which is why the grass is yellowing and the leaves are obviously being shed. Now I know we're coming on towards autumn. Is it premature, the leaves falling because, you know, they just don't have enough water to sustain them? So a lot of sort of low rise, mid market office buildings around here. David Brent territory, isn't that set in Slough? Because to take advantage of the fact that Heathrow Airport was close by, if they have business executives going abroad on trips or indeed coming in from overseas. Yeah, so that's these reservoirs. Most of them built in the 1930s, and a dummy Clapham Junction station was built here to fool the Germans to get to bomb this instead of that. Because, of course, navigation was very primitive in the Second World War, just doing it with a map, a compass, a watch. So that if we went on this direction at this speed for this many minutes, where are we? And that was a little bit difficult, partly because the wind could blow them this way or that way, and inevitably they got it wrong. I mean, Clapham Junction's, you know, 15 miles from here, if that, they could easily make a mistake by that much. I don't know if the Germans actually did bomb this dummy railway station. Okay, and I can see the lots of tail fins of British Airways over there. About half the movements out of this airport are British Airways. So mostly from Terminal 5 and occasionally from Terminal 3, is that right? Okay, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Right, toodaloo.